Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-Father's Day edition, the pre-J6 continuation of live hearings. I got my little buddy by my side. Dominic, how you doing, man?
Hey, Crudy, I'm fantastic. Good to see you, Evan, our fair audience. Happy Monday to us all. It's going to be a huge week. I'm so excited.
Well, it is going to be a very big week, I suspect, on many levels. And you can always be a part of this very big show on many levels. 844-967-2789. I prefer when you call. But Dom, I want to start this hour. The January 6th restarts tomorrow high noon, at least Central Time. We're going to play it right here on these radio stations, at least the ones we control. Devil Radio in Madison, the Shaw in Milwaukee, Waukesha. And, the hearings are going to bring more attention on the seditionist conspiracy to violently try to overthrow, through coup d'etat, try to overthrow the government.
A seven-step plan to overthrow the government.
Well, and Dominic, I would say these hearings have been relatively effective. We've seen some of the numbers. The numbers are going up.
Yes.
The American people want prosecutions. Even, depending on your point of view, sadly, or even, 1 in 5 Republicans.
Which
feel
is
like
still
the
not
former
enough.
No, of course not. 90% of Democrats believe that Trump deserves prosecution. I mean, we're not even done with the hearings.
Well, hell, we're not even halfway done with the hearings. That is a great, great stat.
Well, Dominic, we've got the Tuesday hearings going off at noon. You know, it may affect our lineup, but we'll be live at 3 giving you the post-game coverage. And then Thursday, Dom, we'll do it again. And I'll be checking in from the 3rd CD of the great state of Wisconsin, where the lead Republican was an insurrectionist, Derek Van Orden. And do you see the Republicans they're doing there? You know, they're launching in Onalaska, which, as you well know, is an outskirt of La Crosse. They're launching an election integrity, like, scaminar, close to the media.
You got to pay to get in. Close to the media.
Close to the media. But they're doing it in conjunction, you know, sort of counter-programming the Democratic Party convention. So anyways, that's to be looked forward to. I'll be at the convention next Saturday. We'll bring you special coverage right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And, you know, Thursday, Dom, post J6 hearing, I'll be talking to you from the 3rd CD where Derek Van Orden, insurrectionist, coup, you know, what do you call him? You know, coup adjacent, and nominee for the Republican Party for Congress. You know, it's a scary party, Dom. You and I, we're coming on the air today. We talked about it. It's scary. It's getting scary out there. Violent.
It's getting scarier. Just a quick one here. Mehdi Hasan from MSNBC tweeted out, and I thought it's pertinent. Let me just share briefly, just to put some context to how bat crap crazy this Republican Party is becoming. As Hasan writes, in the past 72 hours, the ex-GOP president has promised to pardon insurrectionists if reelected. A GOP Senate candidate has incited violence in a campaign ad, and the largest state GOP party has rejected Biden's election victory. It is an extremist group now, not a normal party. And I absolutely concur. We've come to this conclusion some time ago that there is no GOP as it was. This is now the fringe has taken over. They are a fringe party. They are an extremist group party. That is exactly what they are.
Dom, I did reference the fact that the Republican Party of the great state of Texas, as part of their party platform plank, has rejected the 2020 election and gay people. because they also basically made part of their platform that they think, you know, being gay is abnormal and, you know, no place for gays here in the Republican Party. Eric Reitens, I also played that ad.
It is just
rhino hunting season,
right on right violence, man. And, you know, once they take each other out, you know, they're going to come for the rest of us. Right. I mean, Kinzinger is out there, the Republican on the J6 committee, one of the two Republicans, saying this violence is going to continue. Did you see the letter that was sent to him and his family?
I was going to go there next.
Well, we can go.
Coverage here. Republican Adam Kinzinger. My party has utterly failed the American people.
Oh, yes.
Let me read. Discussing bomb threats, recently called into his home, Rep. Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, one of two Republicans in the U.S. House Select Committee on the J6 attack, told ABC's This Week that my party, Republicans, not Grudy's party, Kinzinger's party, has utterly failed the American people at truth. Yes, they have. It makes me sad, but it's a fact. Kinzinger's comment came as This Week host George Stephanopoulos asked Kinzinger why in a recent poll only 20% of Republicans said that the former President Donald Trump should be prosecuted for his role in inciting the Capitol riots. The same poll found that 90% of Democrats and 60% of all American voters felt that Trump should be prosecuted. Well, that's a filibuster-proof majority right there, Dom. It is leadership, lack of leadership in the Republican Party, Kinzinger explained. And we've got some sound we're going to play for you, our fair audience. Stay put. If you have people that you don't trust what they hear on the media and they don't trust what they hear from certain leaders, everybody has people they trust and where they get their information. The whole segment of leaders that Republican voters trust. If you're going to stand up to these people and lie to him and tell him Donald Trump's right, the election was stolen, we could have no doubt that 80% of the country is going to believe what their leaders are saying. Well, I don't believe it. I mean, if Joe Biden had lost in the Electoral College and Joe Biden was out there screaming, rigged election, I'd have said no.
No, I don't believe you, Joe.
A little bit more from him. I've never seen or had anything like that, he added. It was sent from the local area. The bomb threat against him, his wife, and the five-month-old child. He also said he expects threats of violence to increase leading into the 2024 presidential as Trump supporters have gained control of political positions that will enable them to contest or sabotage the next election's results. We've got some sound of Kinzinger. Going to need your help, Evan, here. Let's play it for the people. Cut number 10, Rep. Kinzinger from Illinois, talking about the topic of the J6.
In an American democracy, how we've been raised to believe, how we were formed, you know, if you truly believe the deep state owned the election and the democracy was stolen and the election was stolen, that's the most logical outcome.
We use this courtesy of ABC. More from Kinzinger. Cut 11, please.
If you're going to stand in front of those people and lie to them and tell them Donald Trump's right, the election was stolen, because that has you give me $20 when I send you the next email, or it's way easier for my primary election, we can have no doubt that 80% of the country is going to believe what their leaders are saying.
So, Dominic, do you think this financial component is going to play a bigger role as the J6 goes on and perhaps the prosecutions as well? Because that is... that's just pure fraud.
Yeah, I mean, wire fraud.
You can say you won.
Absolutely.
But you can't
certainly
fundraise on a fraudulent premise.
$250 million, at least $250 million that, you know, Trump has, you know, fraudulently obtained. Yes, I think that should absolutely be a part of it. How could it not be? There's so many tentacles to the wrongdoing of Donald Trump. And literally everything he touches turns to crap.
$250 million worth of self-dealing. That's a lot of self-dealing. More of Adam Kinzinger. My party fails at truth. Cut 12.
If you're not willing to tell people the truth in America, you shouldn't run for Congress. Like, go do something else. But this should be a position where you can tell the hard truth. And unfortunately, my party has utterly failed the American people at truth.
Yes, they have. Have you listened to any of the righty-whitey talk radio hosts of late? Or maybe the Fox News commentators? They are creating their own truthiness, their own environment, their own
they're predisposed to it. You know, I mean, if you look, in my opinion, of some of these, you know, hard right Christian nationalist types, when they get their hard right Christian nationalist Congress folks telling them these lies, it is. I mean, look at the grift, man. It's an easy mark. People, $250 million, and you still support the man? You are an easy mark. And in some respects, you kind of don't blame Trump. All you got to do is hit send on an email, and they send you money. But there are true repercussions. People are dying, and we're fighting now for our democracy.
Let's not forget, 80% of Republicans don't think Trump should be prosecuted. Just 20% do. Cut lucky 13 if you would, Evan. Adam Kinziger.
How do I explain it? Is leadership, lack of leadership in the Republican Party.
More from Kinziger. Cut 14, please.
This threat that came in, it was mailed to my house. We got it a couple days ago, and it threatens to execute me as well as my wife and 5-month-old child.
And the GOP lies. They're inspiring violence. More from Kinziger. Cut 15, please.
There is violence in the future, I'm going to tell you. And until we get a grip on telling people the truth, we can't expect any differently.
Let's sneak at least one more in here. Evan, cut 16, please.
2024 is going to be a mess. And wake up, America. Wake up, Republicans, because this is not going to be good for you if you think it is.
You know, Adam Kinziger is going to, be the closer for the J6 hearings, my understanding. He's going to be the guy that does the final presentation, prime time. Now, they haven't told us when that one will play out. But the J6 hearings, they recommence tomorrow at noon Central Time. History playing out on the radio. Of course, you can stream it or whatever. But we prefer when you play it on the radio, right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And we've got some more sound of Kinziger. And perhaps, perhaps some regrets. Maybe, strategically, the Republicans F this one up.
Bad. No regrets, baby. No regrets.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know, we do nothing but tell the truth. It's always the truth.
Always.
Nothing but the truth.
Always.
You can't even handle the truth. Well, talking to you, Big Ugly, and a few of our conservative friends. More Devil's Advocates talking to all of you. Join us on the phone. Dial us up. 844-967-2789.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here, 844-967-2789.
A bad decision! See, Donald Trump's kind of feeling some pressure, apparently. Taking her out on Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, he's taking it out on everybody. It's everybody else's fault, of course. But his own.
Let me read from the reporting of Brad Reed, please. Former President Donald Trump is not pleased with how the House Select Committee hearing investigating the J6 attacker playing out. And he implicitly called out House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy for them on Monday. It's McCarthy's fault. It's his fault. In an interview with right-wing talk show host Wayne Allen Root, Trump praised great warriors in the GOP House, such as Reps Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, and bemoaned the fact that they weren't getting equal time with the House Select Committee. You know, why didn't they get their own TV show? Because remember the impeachment, man? What a show, a circus, a sideshow that became.
Yes.
Because you couldn't get any flow. You couldn't get the presentation of the facts because they'd alternate. You know, they'd do the Dems, they'd do the Republicans. And the American people were purposefully obfuscated by these Republicans. And now they don't have the opportunity. The only Republicans on this panel are the aforementioned Adam Kinziger and Liz Cheney. And I hate to seem too fawning over Liz Cheney or Adam Kinziger, but they are humans of character, at least on this topic. And the entire rest of their party, less so. Anyways, Dom.
That's a very polite way to put it. Less so.
Unfortunately, a bad decision was made, Trump said. This committee was a bad decision not to have representation on this committee. That was a very, very foolish decision. In other words, you got no cover fire out there in the public, right? They're just hearing the unvarnished truth. And it's 60% of the American people wanting to prosecute the former president.
Right now.
Those that's don't not going like to go down. Re-elective numbers, do they? I mean, you say Joe Biden's numbers are down. But other than a few of the crazy let's go Brandon sorts, people don't want to throw Joe Biden in prison, do they?
Well, the Republicans do. They want to find a reason because, of course, their guy is a criminal and they thought, you know, how they project onto everyone else. A little bit more here. Originally, Democrats agreed to Republican demands to form a committee to investigate the Trump-incited riots using only people that were not currently serving in Congress. However, even though this compromise passed the House with bipartisan support, it faced opposition from McCarthy, who lobbied against it before McConnell successfully filibustered it in the Senate. That was what led Speaker Pelosi to take unilateral action to form a committee that features Democrats and two Republicans who voted in favor of Trump's second impeachment. So, I mean, he's going off the rails, right? I mean, after his 12-page manifesto last week, he continues to rail against members of the MAGA crowd, his own MAGA, man. And then you see what's going on. You see the Greitens ad, you know, going after the rhinos. It is right on right violence. That's what this is what they're into. They're eating each other alive.
See, I wish I could be more gleeful about that. I wish they would get a circle. What is that? A circle firing squad. All aim inward and start pulling the trigger. When you look at the polling of the American people, and maybe it's the quote unquote mainstream media. I mean, how you look past the insurrectionist Republican Party, the anti-gay Republican Party, the anti-truth Republican Party, and just say, well, you know,
the anti-republic Republican Party, the anti-democratic Republican Party.
Well, if you're going to hold them to that standard, whole constitutionality and all that stuff, Dom. But why doesn't the press, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does the press, we talk about this, you know, we tell our truth. We try to every day. But how doesn't, you know, the mainstream media, how don't they say these Republicans are trying to steal your democracy? American people, maybe enough is enough. I mean, why hasn't Bret Baier said that on Fox News? Just wondering. I bet they pay him well.
The comparison and, you know, treating on equal terms and equal grounds the two main political parties in this country, I think that's long been gone. I mean, the Republicans are a fringe party. Look at what they are saying. Look at what they are doing. That is not mainstream Republican. Hell, I mean, former Speaker Paul Ryan, we hear the ads all the time. Trump lost the election. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, hopefully he gets his ass out on the rail. He said it too. The math was there. Trump knew it. Trump told staffers, can you believe I lost to this guy? They all knew they lost. And yet they went forward with this plan to overthrow the government because Trump wanted to remain president. It's really that simple. And when most of your party goes along with an insurrectionist coup and people die, and then they try to shield themselves from an investigation, and you have the Supreme Court of the United States, Mr. Ginny Thomas involved in this. I mean, this it is deep, it is penetrating, and it is not worthy of equal coverage. I mean, to talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin and supporting, you know, labor rights on a strike. I mean, that's normal stuff. When you have a Republican candidate, you know, out on the campaign trail telling people to get their rhino license and go shoot some rhinos, you know, that's not equal footing. That's not equal par. It's not even the same game.
You had me with deep and penetrating.
We have a little more sound from Kinzinger. Can we probably maybe wrap some of that up here? Oh, damn it. Maybe we'll come back and hit some more. Get run out of time, man. I got to stop ranting. But the media, listen, media certainly bears some responsibility for it. Everyone wanted, you know, Trump's ratings, right? Trump's going to say something.
He's ratings machine.
People love it when we play that moron. Let's see what he has to say today. Oh, okay, well, now you cast those checks, CNN and MSNBC and everybody else. Everybody got paid, right? Well, now look at where we're at. And at some point, maybe the media should stand up and stop with this whataboutism and, well, all, you know, equal parties. That's not the case. There's one party that is specifically, actively still trying to overturn the election, still lying to the people and inciting violence, not only amongst the general population, but amongst their own GOP membership. I mean, that's not the same. Start calling them out on it.
Aren't you opinionated?
You know it.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. Your strongly held opinions, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789.
But the show is kind of a big deal.
It ain't no joke. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. And within the week, Dominic, a lot of rulings coming down from the U.S. Supreme Court, including perhaps the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Hasn't been on the front page, the front burner, if you will, for the last month or so. But I know there are specific steps being taken. Right here in the state of Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood is no longer scheduling abortive care procedures beyond this weekend. Because come Monday next, the law of the land, or at least the presumption, would be what? We revert back to a 1849 law here in the state of Wisconsin, banning basically all abortions?
Yeah, GOP taking us back to the good old days.
And then tomorrow, Dom, the J6 hearings. Tomorrow's going to be the most painful for Donald Trump to watch because, Lordy, there's all kinds of tapes. It's Raffensperger, right? They're doing live testimony. We're going to play it out live at noon Central Time tomorrow. Got a little bit of coverage here, and then we'll take the calls at 844-967-2789. CNN says the House Select Committee investigating the J6 riot is set to hear live testimony from four witnesses during Tuesday's hearing that will focus on how former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured state-level officials to overturn the 2020 election. The committee will also show evidence that Trump was involved in a scheme, I tell you, Dom, to submit a false or fake slate of electors in the 2020 presidential election campaign. Now, we've been watching and waiting patiently as Farouk Assault can be, waiting for our day to find out why that's permissible and why charges haven't been leveled against the 10 here in the state of Wisconsin that, you know, committed that very fraud. Adam Schiff's going to be the star going forward, at least tomorrow, Dom. Rep. Adam Schiff, a California Democrat and member of the panel who is expected to play a leading role in the presentation, apparently, they said Sunday. The witness list for Tuesday's hearings includes three individuals from Georgia, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and former election worker Wandre Shea Moss. Rusty Bowers, a Republican who is the Arizona House Speaker, is also scheduled to testify. The committee formally announced Monday. So big hearings tomorrow. I think Rudy and Mark Meadows apparently going to play a prominent role in these discussions.
I can't wait. This is and again, this
just find me 11,780 votes, Brad.
I mean, and once that tape came out, how was Trump not arrested immediately? I mean, if you're telling me to find you votes, find me votes.
And if you don't, you could be prosecuted.
Right. That'd be very bad for you.
So anyways, that was what, January 5th? That was the day before the insurrection. That's when the special election was held. That was Tuesday. Come Wednesday, riot time, party style, right? Trump and the crew, they all took up to the Capitol, you know, because they had a bigger plan afoot.
Well, and I'm anxious to see what the J6 committee has uncovered with regards to these fraudulent fake electors and this scheme. because lots of the documentation looked like it was pretty much, you know, boilerplate cut and pasted from other states here in Wisconsin and other states that were involved in this scheme. And to what degree and to whom was the White House, who were they speaking to? And who were the conduits? And who in the state of Wisconsin, I really want to know, picked up that phone call and said, yes, this is a great idea. Let's do our part to put one little...
Jim Troupas.
One little effort to help overturn democracy in a state in this country. We want to do our part, the GOP said, and then they did.
If I understand the reporting, at least, you know, locally here in the state of Wisconsin, it was Jim Troupas, who was a Trump attorney and also prior a Scott Walker attorney. And Troupas apparently was called by what? Greg Cheesebro, the Wisconsinite. Cheesebro called and put forth this fake elector plan. That is our understanding. And it was adopted by everyone from the party chair, Andrew Hitt, to Wisconsin Election Commissioner Bob Spindell, and of course, Kelly Rowe. And Rowe and Hitt have been subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. One must assume they've given closed-door testimony by now. You think they'll be featured tomorrow?
I certainly hope so. I expect Wisconsin to be featured prominently tomorrow. At least that's my hope.
Now, Spindell reported in the Journal Sentinel and the paper of record here in the state of Wisconsin, reportedly said they were approached by Trump campaign officials. Kept saying that over and over again. And I always thought that's pretty incriminating stuff you're saying. But, you know, you keep telling your story, your truth, if you need to, Bob. But effectively, Bob Spindell, the elections commissioner here in the state of Wisconsin, the fraudulent, fake Trump elector, said we only did it because the campaign called us, and one must assume, what, that's Cheesebro through Troupas with the side of Rudy Giuliani, a little Eastman for good measure.
Eastman's still on the case.
And, you know, the consultation of Steve Bannon.
Because, I mean, come on. What does that say about the judgment of the Republicans that went along with this? Right? You can't hide.
Team normal, Dom.
Oh, come on, man. So they just went along? I mean, did you know this was a fraudulent idea? Did you know this was potentially
everybody
against the law? Did you know that you were going to be...
Freaking Dan Quayle knew. Everybody knew.
If Dan Quayle knows, everybody knows. We have just a little bit more sound. I want to throw this out there from Republican Nick Kinzinger. Then we'll get to the callers. We promise, 844-967-2789. Cut number 17, Evan, is Trump criminally liable?
We're not a criminal charges committee, so I want to be careful in specifically using that language. But I think what we're presenting before the American people certainly would rise to a level of criminal involvement by a president and definitely failure of the oath. The oath has to matter here.
That's a quaint thought, Kinzinger. People believe Trump. Cut 18, please.
So many people charge the Capitol because, honestly, they believed that the election was stolen.
Yeah, because that's what Trump continues to say.
To this day. And did you note some of his speeches over the weekend? He's thrown in there his defense. I believed then, I believe it now. See, he's trying to reinforce the I believe this was stolen thing. I believe.
Specific aides that gave testimony that said that Donald Trump acknowledged he did not believe.
Yes, that's true. But he's still trying to work on his...
Well, that's going to be damning. That's called
evidence. Well, that's going to be... He's still working on his defense. See, that's when he's coming out saying these things. He thinks he's doing himself some favors by showing...
Working on material in front of the crowd.
His state of mind. That's what he does, man. That's all he does. He tries it out. And Mexico's going to pay for it. Just a couple more from Rep. Kinzinger, Republican J6 committee member. Let's do cut 19, the rot.
This attack on January 6th is unprecedented, and the rot that led up to it is also unprecedented. It is essential at this moment that we get a grip on this and figure out how to defend our democracy.
And that is ultimately the point. And I know, you know, people want to see, you know, criminal charges. That they're not, as he's mentioned, that's not what they do. What we do need to do is button down our electoral systems and make sure that we are not vulnerable to some wackadoodles who actually got way too closer than they ever should have to overthrowing this government.
Well, they were only 40 feet away from Mike Pence. The riot, the ones that wanted to hang Mike Pence were only 40 feet away from Mike Pence.
No, if they hung Mike Pence, okay, if that did happen. I mean, there's thankfully we didn't have to see what the next steps would have been. But if Mike Pence was hanging from the gallows, the show must go on. You know, someone else will step up. I guess it'd be Pelosi. I'm not sure who would be the next, the president of the Senate, right? Wasn't that what, that part of the plan? That'd be Chuck Grassley. Was he was involved in this as well. Let's not digress. A couple more comparing this to Watergate. Kinzinger, cut 20, please.
We're in a way worse position, I think, today. And I think this blows actually Watergate, out of the water.
Yeah, no one died due to Watergate.
It's not even close. And especially the level of conspiracy that went into this, it's not even close. Understatement of the year, Rep. Adam Kinzinger. Trump knows what he did. Cut 21, please, Evan.
I certainly think the president is guilty of knowing what he did, seditious conspiracy, being involved in these, kind of different segments of pressuring DOJ, vice president, et cetera.
Yeah. And there's just so much more. I'm still, what's going on at the Pentagon, man? This Christopher Miller thing and Mike Flynn's brother being in the room and the Army lying about it three times. And now he's been, upped, promoted at the Pentagon. I mean, there are just so many unanswered questions that I have. I don't see how this committee can wrap up their investigation anytime soon.
Well, Dom, that's why you got to tune in tomorrow, starting at high noon right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw. Or you can call us right now, offer your opinions at 844-967-2789. Be like Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm finding it kind of amusing, some of the stuff, or bemusing, I should say, rather than amusing, that the whole threats against Adam Kinzinger kind of just, it removes a whole lot of the humorous aspects of this whole thing. That this is going along with the threats here the Republicans are making, about hunting people down. And, I mean, it's just remarkable that, these Republicans are worried about what kids might learn in school as far as, past injustices and race relations, yet they have no problem with that kind of language going on. And it's just kind of how far like Kinzinger said, how far his party has fallen.
I don't think there's any redemption left for them, Mark. I don't know that the Republican Party will survive in any form that it is currently in. Thanks for the call, man. I always appreciate your insights. I just don't see that happening. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, Crude, I agree with something you said earlier about,
what'd I say? It must have been smart.
Well, yeah, it was. The Justice Department, from what I understand, one of the things they could charge him with is conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. And I'm reading that. In that conspiracy, it requires two or more people
check.
To agree to. Yes. Check. You got it. You already brought him up. You got Rudy, who drank the fifth, Eastman, who pleaded the fifth 100 times, and all kinds of other people. Roger Stone's involved in this. I mean, should be a slam dunk. And if it isn't, heaven help this country, because it just proves that there is two sets of laws. I mean, come on here. This is just an absolute.
Careful.
Be careful is right. But seriously, think about it. You got Eastman, you got Rudy, you got all these players, two or more. You probably got at least 10.
And that's before you get to Republican state lawmakers, Republican Congress people.
And you can't forget Ginny Thomas and her crew and her whole Facebook page. I mean, it's right.
Jared. Right.
We're just unpacking the stuff with Ginny Thomas. I mean.
And that's before you get to the pardon list, Dick.
Right. Oh, yeah. How about that? Oh, well, I thought this was a great idea, Eastman. But, can I get on the pardon list?
You know, if there's a pardon list, I would also like to be put firmly on the pardon list. Dick, I don't think that's bad advice. You know, if someone's offering a pardon,
I'd like you to take
a pardon.
Yes, I would like a blanket pardon myself. But for crying out loud, these are a little higher crimes than I committed or you.
Well, speak for yourself, Dick.
The night is young. We'll see what happens.
844-967-2789. CJ, welcome back.
Hey, CJ.
Hi there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I do mean that. But, as you and your party fantasize about Donald Trump and January 6th.
Trump fantasizes about his daughter, I hear.
Well, that's another distraction that you would rather focus on, I guess. But
we're not talking about inflation or Afghanistan today, CJ?
Fed raised the interest rate 0.75%, first time in 30 years, and our national security. And, you know, as 239,000 snuck in last month, there's 50-plus terrorist watch list candidates. The party's watching this. You guys are worried about
terrorist watch list candidates. Your party doesn't even want red flag laws. They'd give the terrorists AR-15s as soon as they got off the airplane, as long as they were white.
Your GOP senatorial candidate just put out a campaign ad threatening to, what, hunt down rhinos, CJ. I'd be a little concerned more about the domestic terrorism if I were you.
More devils. We'll be back.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are always open for our fair audience. Join us toll-free, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got at least a smidge of evidence that the January 6th hearings are starting to have some modest impact.
Because
they've turned Madison Cawthorn against the former president.
Who?
It's pretty bad. Madison Cawthorn?
Yeah.
Soon to be former congressman,
yeah, Madison Cawthorn? Disgraced Madison Cawthorn, that guy?
Coke-fueled orgy Madison Cawthorn guy? Let me read briefly. As they call him, disgraced outgoing Rep. Madison Cawthorn.
Yes.
Republican from North Carolina has blamed former President Donald Trump for creating a dangerous setting outside the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riots. You think? In his recent interview on the Carlos Watson show, the show's host asked Cawthorn if there was anything he would have done differently when he spoke at Trump's Stop the Steal rally in D.C. the morning before the riots began. Here's the quote. Well, you know, one, I mean, you know, President Trump said, I want you to peaceably and patriotically protest. That's good on his part. But if I could go back, I had an opportunity to speak with the president, which I did not. I would have asked that he not send or tell the crowd to go to the Capitol. You know, I think that just put everything in a dangerous setting. Tom, later on in the interview, Cawthorn said that if he could go back and change his own speech at the rally, he would have urged Trump's followers to be more peaceful. You know, is this a regret, like I'm soon to be criminally charged kind of regret, or what kind of regret you think this is?
Well, and I wonder how much he actually is digesting from the testimony. And my understanding is that, you know, Trump was still speaking when the Proud Boys were already, you know, trying to get into the building. I mean, this was not a, hey, you know, let's go rally and something that just got out of hand, as Trump has again also lied about and biggest said rally ever. Over the weekend.
Biggest free speech action ever. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now, Dom, the less beautiful part, five people died during the January 6, 2021. And Trump supporters injured roughly 140 police officers. The police injuries included a broken spine, a lost eye, lost fingers, brain damage, and multiple cases of PTSD. Four Capitol Police officers have died by suicide since the riots. And the rioters ransacked the Capitol, shattered windows while trying to access congressional chambers, smeared feces in the hallway, stole computer equipment, potentially constituting a national security breach, you know, or, as Cawthorn would say, you know, party kind of got out of hand.
Just a little bit out of hand.
It's not a party till something gets broken or spreads feces in the U.S. Capitol, right?
I mean,
it's not
just a party just till terrible. Then. What? Really? I mean, what is going through your head when you, you know, like, decide that, what, you're going to take a crap on the floor and wipe it all over the walls? I mean, what? Yeah, very good people on all sides. I mean, this was a planned attack on the Capitol. There was coordination between Trump and the Proud Boys, and I still haven't heard, like, Roger Stone. There's still some gaps still some holes that I'm not clear on, but I have no doubt that Trump has been involved in every level of this. I mean, he's kind of a control freak, based on my understanding of how he's conducted his businesses over the years. So as more and more information comes out, I fully expect that 60% of the population who think that he should be prosecuted for what we now know, I can't imagine that we are even halfway to the point of knowing all the facts. Maybe 15, 20% of the way of knowing all the facts, all the details.
Did you have a nice Father's Day, buddy?
I did, yes. Thank you. How about you?
Well, it was great. I took my father-in-law and my brother-in-law golfing and had dinner with the kids last night, at least those two still living at the house. But, you know, I think I would say, all things considered, I probably had a better Father's Day than Herschel Walker, U.S. senatorial candidate from Georgia.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, kind of like my DNA daddy, which I didn't know existed until very, very recently. Apparently, Herschel Walker had to make some announcements this weekend. He's got something like 4 illegitimate children. 4, and counting. And that's what he'll admit to. So let me read just a little bit from the Politico, because it wouldn't be a big deal. I don't care how, you know, you could be Nick Cannon if you want to be. I don't care how many kids you have. You know, he's got the means. He can probably take care of his own kids financially, although some of the women apparently had to sue him for child support. But this guy has made such a campaign issue about absentee fathers.
Right.
And he is an absentee father.
Of course he is. That's how they do it. What is my worst trait? What am I so obviously flawed in? And I'm going to accuse my other opponents of the very same thing. That's how they roll, man.
Well, Dominic, not only that, but if, you know, you got lots of sinning under your belt, well, go out before the evangelicals and confess, and all will be absolved. Let me read a little from the reporting at Politico. Nashville, Dateline Nashville. Herschel Walker received resounding applause from the evangelical Christian activist on Saturday following revelations he had fathered 3 children he had not previously discussed publicly. So I got like 3 more kids. Happy Father's Day to me. The half full room of conference goers at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual gathering in Nashville went wild for Walker, perhaps the most high profile Republican Senate candidate this cycle, running in one of the most contested races. In an onstage interview with Walker, Faith and Freedom founder Ralph Reed addressed the recent barrage of news stories by saying, "Democrats in the media were firing artillery at the candidate." Walker in turn said he loves and has never denied any of his children before accusing unnamed forces of trying to mislead his family members. "They didn't do anything but make me want to fight harder because I'm tired of people misleading the American people. I'm tired of people misleading my family." From there, Walker quickly pivoted to the need for America to become energy independent and decried those trying to confuse people with racism over here and the Build Back Better plan over here. The reception Walker received at the conference is an early indication that the self-identified religious conservatives will give him a pass for his biographical detail at odds with their stated mission. Talking about a generosity of language, right? The guy's a total hypocritical Christian, but they're going to give him a pass.
Yeah, right. But that Mike Pence, he didn't show up for the Faith and Freedom this year because, of course, he's Mike Pence and Donald Trump hates him.
Well, Dominic, the former Heisman Trophy winner, stands accused of hiding from the public 3 children that he had with multiple women outside of his marriage. And both Walker and his oldest son, Christian Walker, have been critical of absent fathers. The Daily Beast reported that at least one of the mothers of Walker's unacknowledged children had to take legal action to receive child support payments.
Doesn't seem like he was involved in that particular case, and then they had to go to court to make sure he was involved. So I can see why this would be an issue for him.
Now he's going up against a pastor, Raphael Warnock. He's on the ballot. That was a special election. And Herschel Walker, he's your Republican nominee.
Wow.
Lots of kids.
Good
celebrating.
Luck with that.
Happy Father's Day indeed. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. We're rolling into it next.
You are the father.